Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Bob Lutz, Jeff Lutz.
You liked him before. So he's back with more.
The Drive on KFH.
Welcome back. This is The Drive on KFH. That was A Crazy Game of Poker by the band OAR. The music today goes out to Travis Richardson as we continue Listener Appreciation Month here on the show. Good stuff. Don't you think?
Well, yeah, it picked up there. That was strange.
Kelly Hines joins us from the Tulsa World. Kelly, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you guys?
We're doing well. We appreciate you coming on the show to talk a little Tulsa basketball. Shockers down there tonight for an 8 o'clock tip. Does this rivalry, of course, I go way back to when it was the rivalry for really both schools. Does it have the juice potentially to get back to that at some point?
Yeah, I think so. I think it helps now that they're in the same conference. You know, I think it was, just felt different when they weren't in the same conference. It didn't have that same sort of appeal. It wasn't this time of year when games are so meaningful. So I think, the longer that they're in this conference together, it'll just get better and better.
How would you evaluate the job Frank Haith has done over his first four-plus seasons so far?
You know, I think that he's done a pretty good job. I don't think that he always gets the level of talent that is needed to compete in the American. So I think he does a pretty good job with the talent he's able to get. I think if they were able to step up their recruiting, it would make a pretty big difference. But the thing that's working against Frank more than anything else is the fact that he's the highest paid coach in Tulsa basketball history. So when you're paid, $1.6 million, there are a lot of expectations that go along with that. So, I know that there are people who aren't big fans of his, he has 1 year left on his contract after this year. Not ideal. He's supposed to be getting an extension. It hasn't happened yet. He gave back his retention bonus of $300,000, because he was supposed to be getting a contract extension. So it's a little bit messy right now, but I think he does a good job. I think they're competitive, but I think he does have to step it up here late in the season to get that extension taken care of.
Kelly Hines with us from the Tulsa World. Tulsa 16-10, although they are 12-2 at home, so this is going to be a big challenge for Wichita State tonight. What do you like about this Tulsa team in particular? What impresses you? And then maybe on the flip side of that, what is it that the Hurricane don't do as well as maybe they need to do to be able to compete at the highest level of the American?
Oh, man, that's tough. I think that this team has really good veteran pieces. I think that's probably their strength. You know, they have only two seniors, but they've got guys who have played together for a while. Whereas, Frank's previous teams, the last couple of years, they just kind of were not always on the same page. I think these guys at this point in the year, they've got their roles figured out, and that's certainly helped. But they're just, they're not especially tough, especially, in road games. That's been a huge issue. I think that's pretty glaring when you're a team that is 12-2 at home and then they've just not played well on the road. Not able to either show up or close out games. So not a particularly big team, not super athletic. They just are kind of gritty, really good on defense, and they've come a long ways on offense, but they just don't have it all together. I think they're really just missing like one piece. If they had another player they could rely on for consistent scoring, I think it would be a significantly different team.
Yeah, not very much depth on this team, but there's a lot of balance. Five guys averaging between 7.8 and 13.8 points. How does that balance kind of help them? And as you mentioned, on the flip side, how has their depth maybe been hurting, or lack of depth maybe been hurting them a little bit?
You know, I thought it was going to be a lot deeper team, but, you know, they had a guy, Zeke Moore, who left, who just didn't really pan out the way they expected, and he left at the semester. So, you know, I really thought that this team was going to have a lot better perimeter play. I think the guards have been, you know, shaky at times. But, you know, they do have some guys who can, you know, provide some scoring. I just don't think that they have that one go-to guy when, okay, we need a play, we need something to happen, this is what we're drawing up something for this guy. And certainly Taplin has been that in the past, and certainly, you know, rose to the occasion the other night at East Carolina with the game-winning shot, but they just don't have that sort of consistent guy to really look to, and I think that's been pretty disappointing. I mean, they're two seniors, Taplin and Daquan Jeffries. They're talented, they have some really good things that they bring to the table, but they're not really just the tough guys you're going to take over game.
Kelly Hines with us. She covers the Tulsa Golden Hurricane, Wichita State in Tulsa for an 8 o'clock tip off tonight, American Athletic Conference. You mentioned something earlier that you know, is probably a little bit of a red flag when you said Frank's having trouble recruiting American Conference type players to Tulsa. Why do you think that is?
No, you know, I think that it's hard for Tulsa to get a lot of the local players excited about going there. You know, I think that there have been guys who, you know, like Shake Milton from Owosso, north of Tulsa, and he went to SMU. They just aren't able to get those guys to stay home. And I think that's where they're really trying to upgrade and, you know, their recruiting. They've got to be able to get some of those local guys. It just hasn't happened. So, you know, they get these guys who, you know, played 1 year of Division I basketball, then went the JUCO route, and, you know, that works out some of the time. Doesn't always work out. They just, I don't know. I think the academic standards are pretty tough at Tulsa, and that does not help, you know, when JUCO stuff doesn't always get guys in at Tulsa. I think that's something that they have to deal with, but a lot of programs have to deal with that. You know, I don't know what it is. I think they go after a lot of those guys because they know they can't get the top talent, you know, and so they're settling in some regard and, you know, hoping they're going to develop guys.
I know you know the history of Tulsa basketball. We were just talking about it. There was a run there for about 10 years in the 90s, early into the early 2000s, where this was an elite basketball program. I know the people there remember that. Are they somewhat frustrated that they haven't been able to get back to that level in the 10 or 12 years since?
Oh, yeah. There's definitely a lot of frustration, you know, to not be able to make the NCAA tournament, you know, for Frank to have done that just once in the previous 4 years that he's been at Tulsa. That's a huge point of frustration for fans to not have the same type of dynamic players that the program used to be able to get. But, you know, I think the academic standards were different then. I think the culture of college basketball is different. I just think that now they're going to struggle until they are able to get to, you know, the level that, you know, Wichita State has been at, or Cincinnati, even Houston. I think that they're going to struggle to get those guys that everybody in the conference is after. You know, I think you've got to build some more excitement around the program, you know, to get to that point.
So Tulsa has been in four different conferences in about the last 23, 24 years, I guess. Has that affected them negatively at all? And do you think kind of they're excited, the administration at Tulsa is happy with the American to be in that conference?
Yeah, I think the administration is probably happy with it. I just know that for fans, you know, there's not the sort of, you know, rivalries like Tulsa has with Wichita State. You know, I think that's why it was so great for Tulsa to get Wichita State in the American, because, you know, Tulsa doesn't have a history with Central Florida, South Florida. You know, I think that it's hard to get fans excited about those games when that rivalry isn't there. I think it's good to have some regional rivals because that generates more interest. But, you know, and it's just, you guys know how it is. It's same situation for Wichita State, you know, to go up to Connecticut for games and Philadelphia. It's just, you know, you would like to think that it wouldn't be necessary to have to go all the way across the country to play in a basketball conference. Same for football, but I think this is a good conference, but I just see some of the drawbacks for Tulsa, and you know, they're, I think, always going to be a middle of the pack team in the conference, which is fine. They do really well in some of the other sports, but I don't know how interested fans are in you know, a lot of the teams that come to town.
Kelly Hines with us from the Tulsa World, and I hear that, but as someone who is relatively new to the American in the second year, I kind of appreciate, and again, I'm an old-timer, Kelly, so bear with me, but I appreciate the renewed rivalry with a school like Cincinnati and Memphis, teams that were in the Old Valley way back in the day, and even Houston. I think it's still a lot of fun for us here in Wichita, and I think we just need to get to stir that hatred between us and Wichita and you and Tulsa, man. We got to get that going again. That was a lot of fun back in the day. So let's say something mean to each other as we end the interview. No, I wouldn't. I would never do that, Kelly.
Hey, Kelly, I have a question for you.
Wait a minute. I'm
sorry. It's National Love Your Pet Day. Can you tell us about your cats? I'm a cat person. I think you're a cat person. What do you tell us about your cats?
How much time do we have?
I'm the same.
I have 7 rescue cats. Which, yes, that makes me sound like a crazy person. That's fine. I am very involved in different nonprofits here in Tulsa for dogs too. But I love me some cats. I spend as much time doing cat related stuff as I do for my actual job, which I'm hoping my employer doesn't find out about that. But I am like such a cat person.
Well, that's cool. That's certainly not a place to have much hate, Kelly. I can't reach down for much hate when I hear you talk like that. We'll look forward to the game tonight. I love the fact that Wichita State and Tulsa are in the same conference again. And honestly, I hope Tulsa gets it going, and I think Wichita State will have something to say after a little blip on the radar this year. So thanks again for your time.
No problem. Anytime, guys.
All right, Kelly Hines there. Did I just ramble a minute there?
Yeah.
Twice, that's okay.
But that's okay.
People expect it now, don't they?
Yeah.
I found myself trying to say something and not being able to quite articulate it the way I wanted to do. And so I kept talking.
And you're welcome.
And you do
I jumped
that all
in
the time when you ask questions. It's like, when's this guy going to get to?
Well, there are a lot of bases there. I can't just say, and while I did in that, what do you think about Frank Haith? My questions are like 4-part questions.
Yeah,
I
but
need
they're,
some
they're
time.
So long.
I need some time to lay it out.
They're hardly even questions.
Talk about.
No, I never say talk about.
No, that wasn't a you. And I'll tell you later.
No, that's not what I do.
No, I wasn't a you impression.
When we return, we'll talk Oscars, Academy Awards. We'll make our predictions with Movie Mike Furches. He's next on The Drive with Bob and Jeff.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.